Good afternoon. This is Mandy Bellings with KSOM News. A mandatory evacuation order was issued today by the Mills County Board of Supervisors and Mills County Emergency Management. The evacuation area includes west of I-29 and south of Gaston Avenue to the Fremont County line. Due to the rise of interior groundwater east of the Mills County levee system, various roads in this area are becoming impassable. Residents in the evacuation area are required to evacuate as soon as possible, but no later than 4 p.m. on Friday. An emergency Red Cross shelter has been established at East Mills High School in Malvern. If residents in this area need assistance with the evacuation process, contact the Mills County Communication Center at 712-527-4871 or Mills County Public Health at 712-527-4231. Local officials will begin the process of shutting off utilities in the mandatory evacuation area beginning at 4 p.m. on Friday. Individual homeowners can also request utility shutoff by contacting their utility company. Starting tomorrow, the intersection at U.S. 59 and Iowa 2 in Shenandoah will become a four-way stop. The purpose for this temporary change is to accommodate additional traffic at this intersection due to the flooding and road closures in western Iowa. The Iowa Department of Transportation would like to remind motorists to be alert in this area, drive with caution, and obey all traffic signs. A Perry man was killed in a rollover accident in Dallas County Tuesday afternoon. The Iowa State Patrol says 44-year-old Andrew Dean Bach was driving a 2003 GMC Sierra northbound on H Avenue when he failed to negotiate a curve, lost control, partially entered the east ditch, slid sideways, and then partially entered back onto the roadway where the vehicle rolled onto its top. Bach was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the accident. Authorities say Bach was impaired by alcohol. The Harlan Police Department is reporting several burglaries that have occurred in various places in town. In two cases, garages were entered and things were taken. The other was a residence where an elderly female was gone due to illness. Citizens are reminded to secure locks when they are away. Crime Stoppers pays up to $1,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person or persons committing these crimes. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of 44-year-old Mark Anthony Stanley of Manning. Stanley is charged with fourth-degree theft following an investigation of stolen property. Stanley is said to have stolen a motor from the 1,000 block of Crane Avenue and destroyed it by taking it to a scrapyard. Stanley was released following an appearance before the magistrate today. A preliminary hearing is set for July 11th. A Harlan man was cited for fifth-degree theft after he was found to be in possession of a 20-ounce can of Red Bull that he had not paid for at the Harlan Hy-Vee. 18-year-old Mitchell Max was cited and released. In other activity, the Harlan Police Department arrested 26-year-old Tiffany Newcomb of Harlan on an active Shelby County warrant for probation revocation. She was transported to the Shelby County Jail. Officials broke ground for the new Montgomery County Jail today. The new jail will be a 24-bed facility, expandable to 36, and will be located next to the current 14-bed jail in Red Oak. Montgomery County Sheriff Joe Sampson said they will now be able to hold juveniles and females. Currently, females can only be held under certain circumstances for a short period of time. Otherwise, they have to be sent out of county. Sampson said this project is now a reality.
Current jail is over 100 years old. It was finished in 1896, and hopefully this new facility, when we get it built, it will continue to be a safe working environment for the citizens that actually work here and for the people that we bring in that are incarcerated. You know, safety is a large issue and a large concern for everybody.
Red Oak Police Chief Drew Powers said the city purchased a section of the building to house the police department. Powers said not only will this make it easier for citizens, it also means there will be much more unity between the two departments.
We have a good working relationship now, but I think it can only get better. And there are a lot of things that we work on mutually.
Officials gave a huge thanks to everyone involved in the project, especially the voters. The jail is expected to be finished by the end of July 2012. And the 13th annual Cass County Relay for Life is set for tomorrow, and the theme is
Happy Birthday to All Cancer Survivors.
Carol Schuler is the chairman for the event.
public is invited to attend and help those survivors celebrate another year of being a cancer survivor.
The Survivors Lap is at 6 p.m., and Schuler invites all survivors and caregivers to walk the lap around the high school track.
Any survivors, you come up at 4:30 to the high school commons here in Atlantic. We give you a purple T-shirt to make it so people know and can pat you on the back and say thank you for being here. We Hy-Vee prepares a free meal. And this year, some of the rodeo cowboys are going to come out and say thank you to those survivors also. About 6 o'clock, we line you up and we invite you to walk a lap and let our teams applaud you and put your candle, which we'll give you when you get there, and on a big birthday cake so that all of us can know that you were there to help us celebrate the Relay for Life, June 24th at the Atlantic High School.
Other activities include Sheltered Reality Drumline, Dance Atlantic, Pat McCauley, Professional Violinist, a vocal presentation, and a luminary ceremony. For news you can depend on, I'm Mandy Bellings.